The Scotty K Show on US 99.
I got a surprising answer to this, and I'm curious what you would say. What is the worst part about being a guest at a wedding? 312-946-4995. Sophie, you go to a lot of weddings?
Yeah, actually.
What do you think the worst part about being a guest at a wedding is?
The waiting.
The waiting.
Like after the ceremony, before the reception.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me ask you specifically, is it the waiting or is it the cocktail hour?
Yeah, like the cocktail hour can be tough sometimes.
That's so... Okay, I'm really glad you said that because I've actually never heard somebody say that to me before. But this weekend, I did a wedding. So I do a lot of weddings, but I did a big wedding of my friend Edgar and Bree. Congratulations, you guys, for getting married this weekend. But I was talking to somebody at the wedding, and we were just talking. I was like, oh, how was everything? Because I was at the reception and I didn't go to the ceremony. They're like, I'm just so happy that cocktail hour is over. That is the worst part of a wedding. It's you're waiting around. You just have to do small talk for a full hour. And I was like, oh, I never heard anybody complain about cocktail hour before. But you're on board with that, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's just like you're hungry. You're ready to, like, get dinner started.
I would have thought if somebody would have asked me what I thought other people's like least favorite part of being a guest at a wedding would be, I would have probably said the speeches.
Yeah, that would be my second.
Okay, that's your second?
Yeah.
So one is cocktail hour, two is speeches.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I'm interested to see what other people would say is their least favorite part about being a guest at a wedding. There are a lot of parts that could be pretty rough, like sitting and watching all the slow dances happen.
Oh, yeah. No, those are tough.
Yeah. Like, can we eat?
Yeah.
Do you agree with Sophie? Is the cocktail hour the worst part about being invited to a wedding? Is that the part that if you could skip it, you would just, boom, hit fast forward? Or is there something else that is worse than that? Because I was surprised to hear that one. What do you think the worst part about being a guest at a wedding is?
I think the worst part is definitely the waiting around by all the slow dances and just watching everyone.
So you do think the slow dances are the worst part?
100%. 100%.
Yeah. That would have been my guess that people would have said. And some people do a lot of them, too. Sometimes they'll do them all right in a row. And I always try to get people to kind of split things up a little bit so people are watching, like, 30 minutes of slow dancing.
That's great.
Yeah. Especially if they have big families where they're like, oh, okay, it's the first dance, and then it's the father-daughter, and then it's mother-son. But then they have a special one where it's like a father and stepdad, and it's like, okay, guys, we're good.
Yeah,
like,
it keeps on going and going and
right.
going.
That's awesome. All right, thank you so much for calling. Annie, what would be the worst part about being a guest at a wedding?
I think I love the speeches and the dancing the slow dances on all of that.
Okay.
That's like my favorite part. But mine is like being seated like with assigned seats and having to sit wherever you are placed and then having to converse with like whoever's around you, even if you don't know them.
Yeah. All right. So that I get that. Being seated at a place where you then have to make more small talk. It's like an extended cocktail hour at that point. And you're just like, I don't know these people.
Depending on who you know there. Yeah.
Right. And then you have the same what do you do? How do you know the couple? You're like, oh my God, this is the last thing I wanted to do right now. I need another drink.
Right.
Yeah, those conversations can be worse. You know what I think? Here's what I think people should do. I think that if they're going to do that, which is most likely the case, because the assigned seating is kind of something that's hard to get around, unless it's kind of a stand-up situation. But I think you have to put things on the tables, like cards that have fun, interesting, or awkward questions, so you can have some fun at the table and ask them to each other
smart.
And not have to think of stuff.
I've never seen that before. That's so smart.
I just thought of it, so it's probably something you should
great
steal.
Job.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. That's a great one. I appreciate that.